The United Nations has launched a $301 million appeal to help those desperately in need of help in the Philippines. The UN estimates 11 million people have been affected by Typhoon Haiyan, which hit the country on Friday. Some 1,800 people are now known to have died in the Category 5 storm. For the survivors, aid is arriving, but coordinators report huge difficulties in reaching many regions still cut off. Alistair Wanklin has details.
At Tacloban Airport, a Philippines transport plane is unloading pallets of aid. The government says every day it is sending 50,000 family-sized packs of food to the region. But many survivors say they still have no food. At one local hospital, staff say there's no power, and above all,
we need really water.
Some aid coordinators say the problem is, while food and bottled water piles up at the airport on the coast, it is impossible to move it inland because roads are blocked. A United States aircraft carrier is expected to arrive in the region around Thursday, bringing potentially dozens of helicopters that could be used to ferry aid from the airport to places where it's needed. The city of Gayan is one such district. It was once home to 40,000 people and was reportedly wiped out in the typhoon. It is among the places said still to be untouched by aid. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin reporting.